Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's chapter from the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is the second chapter of Hilchos Edus, the Laws of Testimony. Today's chapter contains five halachas and continues with a description of the various types of questions used to examine the witnesses. We learned in yesterday's perek that there are two different types of questions which are asked, chikiras or drishas, and also bedikas. Chikiras and drishas are the main questions which need to be asked of the witnesses, such as when did the act take place, where did it take place, and the main relevant facet of their testimony. For example, should it be a murder, what was the weapon used, and so on. These are all known as chikiras, or sometimes drishas. Bedikas are the sorts of questions which are really secondary to the actual event. For example, what color clothing was the person wearing? And so on, as we brought examples in yesterday's perek. Why is it so necessary to have the chakiras? We explained yesterday that all of the questions which are asked to determine the time and place of the testimony is necessary in order to conform to our principle that you need edus sheyachol lahazima, that you must have testimony which it is possible to do hazama on. The law of hazama is that if witnesses testify, and later on another set of witnesses testifies, that this first set could not possibly have seen the event they claim to have seen, since they were with us in another place at that time. This is known as hazama, and the law of the Torah is that the first set of witnesses must pay the amount or suffer whatever punishment would have been imposed on the defendant should we have believed their testimony. Should there be hazama through a second set of witnesses, then the first set of witnesses are punished as they wish to inflict punishment on another. In order to ensure that one should be able to do hazama on their testimony, which after all will ensure to a greater extent that their testimony is correct and fully true, in order to ensure the possibility of hazama, certain requirements are made as to how closely they must be investigated. Only when we have an exact time and an exact place should we be able to have hazama. In this perek, perek sheni, the Rambam explains the halachic difference between chakiras and bedikas, and what one does in a case where the witnesses say they do not know. Perek Sheni, the second chapter, Halacha Aleph. Ma ben chikidas udrishes lebedikes. What is the difference halachically between the chikidas and drishes, the questions of primary importance, to bedikes, those questions which are of secondary importance? So the Rambam explains, b'chikidas udrishes, when it comes to the main sorts of questions, im kivan ha'echad eseduse, v'asheni emer eini yedeya, if the first one should give proper testimony, but the second one says he does not know, he is unable to answer one of these primarily important questions, edusam betela, the testimony is nullified, since one needs two valid witnesses, even if one should testify correctly, should the second one answer any of the bedikas with an answer that he does not know, then the testimony is invalid. Aval bebedikes, but in the case of bedikes, the secondary questions, afilu shneim emrim einanu yedim edusam kayemes, even should both of them say they do not know, their testimony is still valid, since answering the bedikes is irrelevant to the actual event itself. However, should the two witnesses contradict one another, even if it is only in the secondary questions, only in the bedikas, then their testimony is invalidated. That although, should they not know anything at all about the bedikas, their testimony is good, should they contradict each other, their testimony is invalidated. For example, they testify that one person killed another. And one of them answers upon being asked the questions of chakires, it was done in such and such a week, which as we explained in yesterday's perek, it means which year of the 7-year Shemitah cycle. And furthermore, he answers the second one of the chakires, b'shona pleini, such and such a year, v'chedesh pleini, a certain month, v'kach v'chedesh, a certain day of the month, v'revi v'shabbos, it was the fourth day of the week, Wednesday, B'sheish Shos B'yayim, the sixth hour of the day, B'makom Pleini Harigei, and it was in a certain place that he was murdered. He answers all of the seven Chakires. The king Keshedarshu B'meh Harigei, and so too, in the Drisha, they ask him, the primary distinguishing facet of the testimony. For example, in this case, he asked him what was the weapon he used to kill. Amar Harge Besayev. He says that he killed him with a sword. V'chein ha'eda sheni, and so to the second witness, kivin edusa bakel. Chutz min ha'shoyes. He also gave the exact testimony except for the hours. Sha'amar eini edeya b'kama shoyes ha'yu b'yein. He says, I don't know how many hours of the day it was. I don't know what time it was. Or he should kivin es ha'shoyes. Or even if he did get the correct time of day, but he says he does not know what was used to kill him, and he did not realize what implement was being used, what he was holding in his hand. In any of these cases, their testimony is invalidated, since they were lacking in either one of the chakiras or one of the drishas. Aval im kivnu hakel, if however they got all of this correct. Va'amru lahem hadayonim, and the judges say to the witnesses, Kalev hayushcherim alavanim, were his clothing that he was wearing, of either the murderer or the victim, were they black or were they white? Va'amru, and the witnesses say, Einonu yeidim, we don't know what color they were. In other words, they were unable to answer one of the bedikas. And we did not pay attention to any of these things which have no substantive importance. Hare edusam kayemis. In such a case, their testimony is still valid. Should they not be able to answer one of the bedikas, it does not weaken their testimony. However, should they not answer one of the chakiras or the drishas, in that case, their testimony is invalidated. However, as we see in the next halacha, even in the bedikas, should there be hakasha, a disagreement between the two, their testimony is invalid. Halacha base. Omar Echad, if one of the witnesses said, Kalim shcherim ha'yelavush, that he was wearing black clothing. Vasheni Omar loikein, elolavonim ha'yelavush. The second one disagrees and says, no, he was wearing white. Hare edusam b'teila. Their testimony is invalid. Ukiilu Omar echad b'reviyah b'shabbos, vasheni b'chamishit. It's as if one of the witnesses said it happened on Wednesday, and the second one said it happened on Thursday. She'ein kan edus. This is not considered to be any sort of testimony. It is considered invalid. It is identical to have a disagreement regarding the bedikas or a disagreement regarding the chakiras. Or if one of the witnesses said he was killed with a sword, the second one said with a spear. So too over here there is no valid testimony. How do we know that in the case of Hakosha, that the testimony is invalid? Shenemar, it says in Pasuk Dvarim, Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes Vav, Nochein HaDovar, that the thing was proper. The Kivan Sheikhishu Zeh Azeh, Be'ezim Mikol HaDvarim, Ein Zeh Nochon. And once they contradict each other in anything, this is no longer called proper, it is not called Nochein, and therefore their testimony is invalid. Halacha Gimel. Let's say there were many witnesses, meaning there were more than two. And Shnayimehem Kivnu Edusam B'Chakiras U'B'Drishes. Two of them gave exact testimony and matched each other in the Chakiras and Drishes. Ashlishi Eimereini Edeya. And the third says he doesn't know. So this, we know that if one of the witnesses says he does not know in the case of Chakiras and Drishes, in this, it will invalidate his testimony. But over here, the third one, he's a third witness. We already have two who have complete chakiras and drishas. So therefore, the halacha is tiskayim ha'edus b'shnayim v'yeyarek. We validate the testimony with two, ignore the third, and put the person to death, since we have two valid witnesses to the murder. Aval im hik. However, we don't completely disregard this third witness. Aval im hik chishas shneyen. Afilu b'bedika, they do some b'teila. If, however, he should contradict one of the two, even if he only contradicts them on one of the secondary points, one of the bedikas, all of the testimony is invalidated. We do not say that since one of them contradicts the testimony of the other two, we should disregard the third and take the two. That's only true if the third one says he does not know. But if the third one contradicts the other two, then all of the testimony is invalidated. Halacha Dalet. This halacha deals about a disagreement between the two witnesses as to the day of the month a certain event took place. As was at the times of the temple, there was not a set calendar as there is today. At least such a calendar was not utilized. The new moon was declared according to the testimony of witnesses. Therefore, when it came the 29th day of the month, and one waits for the 30th day, one is not sure whether the 30th day of the month will be the first day of the coming month, should the moon be sighted, or should the moon not be sighted, it will become the 30th day of the old month, and only day number 31 will become the first day of the next month. Now for the following halacha. Eight echad emer b'raviyah b'shabbos b'shnayim l'chedesh. One witness says that the event happened on a Wednesday, and it was the second day of the month. The Rosh Chodesh was on Tuesday, and I saw it on Wednesday, the second of the month. The second witness says, yes, it happened on a Wednesday, which was the third day of the month. The Rosh Chodesh was not Tuesday. Rosh Chodesh was Monday. In such a case, it is not considered to be a contradiction. It is not hakhasha. Edusam kayemis. Their testimony is valid. Why? What is the explanation that one of them said it's the third day of the month and one said the second? Shezeh yedeah bi'bura shel chedesh. V'zeh einu yedeah. One of them knew that the month was declared to be an Iber month, meaning the one that said it was the second day of the month knew Ibura Shul Chedesh, that the last month was made a full month of 30 days. And therefore, Rosh Chedesh was not Monday, it was Tuesday. Since Rosh Chedesh was Tuesday, he knows that Wednesday, when he saw the event take place, that it was the second day of the month. But the other person didn't know. He thought it was a 29-day month. And he thought Monday was Rosh Chedesh. Since Monday was Rosh Chedesh, then Wednesday was the third day of the month, he thought. And therefore, we can explain the difference in the testimony as to the days of the month. Since they both agree with the day of the week, it must be a mistake in calculating the month. However, when does this apply that we count that the mistake or the difference between the two types of testimony is based on the sighting of the moon, only until the middle of the month. But after the half of a month has passed, for example, one witness says it happened the 16th of the month, and the second one says it happened the 17th of the month. Since half of the month has gone by, even though both may give an identification as to which day of the month, which day of the week it took place, Edusim b'teila. Their testimony is invalid. Shein chatzi achedesh bo kvar yodo akoy lemosei hayurish achedesh. Because it is not likely that half of the month should go by with, if not all of the people know when Rosh Chodesh was. By the time it comes the middle of the Chodesh, everyone knows when Rosh Chodesh was. And everybody knows already the correct day. Therefore, if one says the 16th and one says the 17th, we do not hold that they are testifying about the same day, and therefore their testimony is invalid. The commentaries point out that since the Rambam picked the case of the 16th of the month and the 17th of the month, then even should only one of them testify that half of the month has gone by. For example, one says 15 and one says 16. Even in such a case, we would declare the testimony valid. That since one of them is still in the first half of the month, he testifies 15, the Rambam would hold that the testimony is still valid. They could possibly make such a mistake. And we know this because the Rambam would pick the case which is the biggest chiddush, the most extreme case. Since he says only that we don't believe them in the case of 16 and 17, he would hold in the case of 15 and 16 that we would believe them. And now for the final halacha of the perek, halacha hei. Here we will see that even though we could explain a difference sometimes in the first half of the month between the testimony of one witness and the other, this is only when their testimony is very close together. Omer ha'echad b'shleisha. V'sheni emer b'chamisha. One of them says it happened the third of the month. And the other one said it happened the fifth of the month. In this case, eidusim b'teila. Their testimony is invalidated. That is, it is impossible that they could make a mistake based on when the month started with 2 days. That 2 days is impossible. There's only a difference between whether Rosh Chodesh declared day number 30 or day number 31. It's impossible that they could make such a mistake from the 3rd to the 5th based on when the month was declared. There can only be 1 day difference. And now after finishing this idea of the days of the month, Rambam goes into a discussion of a possible discrepancy between the two witnesses as to the hour of the day. One witness says it happened at 2 hours of the day. And the second witness says it was in the 3rd hour of the day, 3 hours of the day. In this case, their testimony is valid. It is a common thing for people to make a mistake of 1 hour. Therefore, we can account for their mistake, and really their testimony is considered valid. If, however, one witness should say it happened in 3 hours of the day, and the second witness says 5 hours of the day, then their testimony is invalidated, that it is normal for people to make a mistake as to 1 hour of the day, but 2 hours is not common. If one witness says that it happened before sunrise, and the other witness said it happened at sunrise, so too in this case, their testimony is invalid, even though it should be only 1 hour. Because this is something recognizable to everyone. Although we say in general somebody can make a mistake between 1 hour and the other, should it be so close together, that's only if there is not some other distinguishing factor. Since one of them said the sun has not yet risen, and the other one says the sun was already risen, even though there should be only a 1 hour difference between the two, nevertheless, since everyone knows whether it's before or after sunrise, it is considered to be hakhasha, and we invalidate the testimony. And so too, if they disagree as to the shkia, when the sun sets, one of them says before and one of them says after, that although it might be within an hour, nevertheless, we invalidate the testimony since it is readily recognizable whether it happened before or after the sunset. Thank you for tuning into Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichos in English. For more information or to sponsor a pair, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us tomorrow for Perek Shlishi.